translation. King Yudhisthira, who was very satisfied with the birth of Maharaj Pariksit, had the purificatory process of birth performed. Learned brahmanas, headed by Dalmia and Kripa, recited auspicious hymns. Please repeat after me. King Yudhisthira, who was very satisfied with the birth of Maharaj Pariksit, had the purificatory process of birth performed. Learned brahmanas headed by Dalmia and Kripa.
Learned brahmanas headed by Dalmia and Kripa.
Recited auspicious hymns. Okay. Welcome, Madan Mohan Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Anybody that came in late, Pushkar Prabhu was supposed to have given class, and I don't know what happened. He's not logged in. I tried to call him. There's no answer there. So I'm giving class in the meantime, and we're on Canto 1, Chapter 12, verse number 13, just about to start on the purport. So it sounds like just about everybody muted themselves, but if you're not, please mute yourselves at this time. And I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody on free conferencing. If you ever want to come in for whatever reason, those on free conferencing, just press *6 and it should bring you right out of that mode. So just one second. Okay. So reading from Srila Prabhupada's purport. There is a need for a good and intelligent class of brahmanas who are expert in performing the purificatory process prescribed in the system of Varnashram Dharma. Unless such purificatory processes are performed, there is no possibility of good population. And in the age of Kali, the population all over the world is of sudra quality or lower, for want of this purificatory process. It is not possible, however, to revive the Vedic process of purification in this age for want of proper facilities and good brahmanas. But there is the Pancharatrika system also recommended in this age, or for this age, rather. The Pancharatrika system acts on the sudra class of men, supposedly the population of Kali Yuga, and it is prescribed purificatory process suitable to the age and time. Such a purificatory process is allowed only for spiritual upliftment and not for any other purpose. Spiritual upliftment is never conditioned by higher and lower parentage. After the Garbhadhan purificatory process, there are certain other samskaras like Shimanton Nayana, Sadha Bhakshinam, etc. During the period of pregnancy and when the child is born, the first purificatory process is Jatakaram. This was performed duly by Maharaj Yudhisthira with the help of good and learned brahmanas like Dalmia, the royal priest, and Kripacharya, who was not only a priest, but also a great general. Both these learned and perfect priests, assisted by other good brahmanas, were employed by Maharaj Yudhisthira to perform the ceremony. Therefore, all the samskaras, purificatory processes, are not mere formalities or social functions only, but they are all for practical purposes and can be successfully performed by expert brahmanas like Dalmia and Kripa. Such brahmanas are not only rare, but they are also not available in this age. And therefore, for the purpose of spiritual upliftment in this age, the Goswamis prefer the purificatory processes under Pancharatrika formulas to the Vedic rites. Kripacharya is a son of the great sage Shardaban, and was born in the family of Gautama. The birth is said to be accidental. By chance, the great Rishi Shardaban met Janapadi, a famous society girl of heaven, and the Rishi Shardaban discharged semen in two parts. By one part, immediately a male child, and by the other part, a female child, were born as twins. The male child was later known as Kripa, and the female child was known as Kripi. Maharaj Shantanu, while engaged in chase in the jungle, picked up the children and brought them up to the brahminical status by the proper purificatory process. Kripacharya later became a great general like Dronacharya, and his sister was married to Dronacharya. Kripacharya later on took part in the Battle of Kurukshetra and joined the party of Dronacharya. Duryodhana. Kripacharya helped kill Abhimanyu, the father of Maharaj Parikshit. But he was still held in high esteem by the family of the Pandavas due to his being a great Brahmana, as great a Brahmana as Dronacharya. When the Pandavas were sent to the forest after being defeated in the gambling game with Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra entrusted the Pandavas to Kripacharya for guidance. After the end of the battle, Kripacharya again became a member of the royal assembly, and he was called during the birth of Maharaj Parikshit for recitation of auspicious Vedic hymns to make the ceremony successful. Maharaj Yudhisthira, while quitting the palace for his great departure to the Himalayas, entrusted Kripacharya to Maharaj Parikshit as his disciple, and he left home satisfied because of Kripacharya's taking charge of Maharaj Parikshit. The great administrators, kings, and emperors were always under the guidance of learned brahmanas like Kripacharya, and thus were able to act properly in the discharge of political responsibilities. Bear with me just one second, Prabhus. I just want to try one last time to see if I can rouse Pushkar Prabhu. No, he's not there. Okay. So, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Tasya Pritimana Raja Vipriyar Damya Kripadibhi Jata Kang Karayamasa Bacha Yitavacha Mangalam. King Yudhisthira, who was very satisfied with the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, had the purificatory process of birth performed. Learned Brahmanas, headed by Dalmya and Kripa, recited auspicious hymns. So, in this verse, we see to what high esteem the learned and qualified Brahmanas are held. Of course, mentioned here are the most prominent Brahmanas, Dalmya and Kripa. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada stresses on Kripacharya, I suppose because Dalmya, it's already understood, he was the priest of the Pandavas. It was understood already that he would certainly be there at the auspicious ceremony at the birth of the heir apparent of the world, Maharaj Parikit. But not only Dalmya, but also Kripacharya was also engaged in the sacrifice by Maharaj Yudhisthira. Now it's interesting to note how it's pointed out in the purport that Kripacharya, not only was he a great Brahmana, but he was a great general on the level of Dronacharya, at least as far as his Brahminical qualifications. And practically speaking, his qualifications as a general were awesome as well. I haven't gone over my Mahabharata stories lately, but as far as I remember, Kripacharya was one of the handful on Duryodhana's side that was still left after the Battle of Kurukshetra, and he took part in the slaughter at night of all the sleeping army that was left of the Pandavas. So we've got Kripacharya, who not only killed Abhimanyu, the father of Mara, but he took part in the slaughter. He was on the opposite side. But still, the culture was such that it was understood that he was such a great Brahmana. That was overlooked. Pretty amazing. So not only overlooked the birth of the child, he was given one of the most prominent positions to do what? Vacha yit vacha mangalam. By the chanting of auspicious mantras, they were meant to give an auspicious entrance into the world of this great, great personality. Now, not only at the Jatakarma ceremony, but previously there are other ceremonies. Now, I'm not so expert in these different Vedic ceremonies. I believe there are seven of them, but Srila Prabhupada mentions the names of these different ceremonies here. Where is it in the purport? Aha, here we go. Shimantonayana. I'm going to guess, maybe anybody, please go ahead and interrupt. I'm guessing that must be the seed giving ceremony. And then Shada Bakshinam, I'm also going to guess that must be the, I was going to say first greetings of Baksha. Baksha is giving in charity. Huh. So I don't know. Anyway, two other ceremonies before birth, pregnancy, enlighten us, anybody, if they know what those are. And then Jata Karanam, so at the birth ceremony. And as far as I understand, at the birth ceremony, just like we saw in Krishna's Janma, when he was born, there was a bathing ceremony. All the brahmanas and the villagers of Vrindavan, they were all invited to come to this auspicious ceremony, giving blessings to the child, accompanied by the auspicious reciting of hymns, Vacha Yit Vacha Mangalam. And therefore, just like in Krishna's birth, Nanda Maharaj was so engladdened that he profusely gave in charity, and there was such a jubilation that everyone was throwing milk products in each other, you know, the description in the Bhagavatam. So very, very happy ceremony compared to what it is now when a child is born, if he's born at all. such, it's not the same. Of course, you know, the child is wanted, then, you know, they're happy and like that. I mean, there's some semblance of that. But unfortunately, in this age, many times the child is lucky to even make it to birth because he's aborted, he or she will be aborted within the womb. So what a difference between previous ages and this ages. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is giving stress that in this age of Kali, not only are such qualified brahmanas are rare. Already, we're talking about in previous ages, you know, such qualified brahmanas were rare. But in this age of Kali, they are not even around. There is no such qualified brahmanas, neither is there facilities for doing such ceremonies. I mean, we can have some semblance of it, but it's nothing like in previous ages. You know, the descriptions are when you perform a sacrifice, they have to be all gold utensils. If you're going to perform some sort of a big sacrifice, it has to be accompanied by tons of ghee, qualified brahmanas. Every single syllable that's chanted is perfect according to pronunciation meter. If there's even the slightest discrepancy, then the sacrifice is either ruined or it has to be started over, or you won't get the result that you are looking for. So the point is that the purificatory processes are very, very important in order to have good population. And the purport, someplace, I had a minute to look over this, but we just read this, right, where it said that without good population, it is impossible to have peace in this world. How was it put in the report? Oh, here, second sentence. Unless such purificatory processes are performed, there is no possibility of good population in the age of Kali. So all over the world, we have sudras. This is what's predicted, and this is what we see. We're all of sudra quality or lower. However, there is another system for this age, and that is called the Pancharatrika system, Pancharatrika Vidhi. So there's the Vedic rituals that are very, very strict, just like in previous times before the Kali Yuga. The Veda was only taught to Brahmanas that were born in Brahmana families. Of course, there are exceptions. Those are given in the Vedas. Just like in the Puranas, it's described about, I think it was Gautama Muni. He was approached by one student, and the student didn't know who his father was. He was asked to go back, asked his mother. His mother didn't know. And then when he came back and told Gautama, Gautama said, "You're a Brahmana because you are truthful." So sometimes it would happen, but generally speaking, a Brahmana would come from a Brahmana family, and they would perform very, very strict rules and regulations that are given in the Veda. However, the Pancharatrika system, the system mostly of deity worship, is here in this age, so that it can take the sudra class of men and bring them to the Brahminical standard. Now, I had a few moments to look some things up before class started, and there's a very nice description in the fourth canto, Narada's Instructions to the Prachetas, where Srila Prabhupada very nicely describes this in one verse. And then there's also, it doesn't give me the author here, but whoever this is was speaking very authoritatively, and I wanted to read some excerpts from a blog, Yahoo Answers, Yahoo Vacha. Someone asked, what is the difference between Vedic rules and Pancharatrika rules? And whoever is answering this, it looks like Krishnava, whoever that is. And he's quoting from Srila Prabhupada at the end. So anyway, this sounds very bona fide to me. So let me read this here. He says that under the Vedic Vidhi, or rules, a student is required to be a bona fide son of a Brahmana, or twice born, but a sudra can be elevated to a Brahmana's position by Pancharatrika Vidhi. Pancharatra system is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like the Bhagavad Gita. There are 108 Pancharatrika books in which the system of worship of the Lord in his deity form is explained to and through the great authorities of devotional service, such as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Goddess Lakshmi, etc. So, Padma Pancharatra, Narada Pancharatra, Hayashirsha Pancharatra, Lakshmi Pancharatra, I'm sorry, Lakshmi Tantra, and Mahesh Pancharatra are some of the most important books of the Pancharatra. So I thought that was interesting. Also, I'm going to go ahead and put this in the chat in case anybody wants to check it out. Just one second, I'll stick it in the chat. And that's for the chat, those on Skype, and those of you who are on pre-conferencing, I'll also put that in your chat window. Just one second, intermission here. So anybody wants to take a look at that, there you go. Okay, and then I wanted to read one other section. This is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Text 10. I'm going to put that in the chat as well if you want to take a look at that. There you go. So I'm going to read a little bit from this. Just doing some housekeeping here. Sorry. Okay, so Srila Prabhupada says, I'll read the translation of the verse. A civilized human beings have taken three kinds of birth. The first birth is by the pure father and mother, and this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called savitra. The third birth is called yagika. Takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite the opportunities for attaining such births, even if one gets a lifespan of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord. This is Lord Kapila. Oh, Narada, I'm sorry. Narada's instructions to the Prachetas. And I just wanted to, I'm not going to read like the whole purport, but I just wanted to select some verses that Srila Prabhupada uses here and that he often quotes when he speaks about the subject matter. So here's some verses that Prabhupada quotes in the purport. As advised by Srila Sanatana Goswami, Yata kanchitam yati kanshyam rasa vidinina vididita, sorry, tata diksha vidanena dvijatvam jate jayate nrinam, sorry, I kind of slaughtered that. As bell metal, when mixed with mercury, is transformed to gold, a person, even though not golden pure, can be transformed into a brahmana or dvija simply by the initiation process. And that's in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 2, verse 12. So that is analogy from the verse from the Hari Bhakti Vilas is often cited by Srila Prabhupada, that if you take something that is impure, but you know the process, you know, which may be unknown to us, maybe is lost, but there is a chemical process where you can mix mercury, which is generally poisonous, and then you have bell metal, which is a base metal, but if you know how to mix it, it becomes gold. Similarly, we have a very low birth in this age, and then we have activities, which in this this age especially, but in general, activities, karma, bind us to this material world. However, if we know what the proper process is, we can mix activities with whatever birth we've taken. And if we perform the process properly, then we become just like gold. We can be turned into a dvija, a twice born. We take birth again. We become a qualified brahmana. And let me quote one more verse that Prabhupada often quotes. I don't have this memorized, but I'll try and chant it properly. Chandalopi dvijasreshto hari bhakti parayanaha hari bhakti vihinascha dvipopi sva pancharatama. Even if one is born in the family of a chandala, if one engages in the devotional service of the Lord, he becomes the best of brahmanas. But even if a brahmana who is devoid of devotional service is on the level of, I'm sorry, but even a brahmana who is devoid of devotional service is on the level of the lowest dog eater. Isn't that something? These purificatory processes are called samskaras. Now, I'm going to borrow something from the Bhagavad Gita class last night. We were just mentioning. So, and as Mother Urmila mentioned yesterday, that a samskara means an impression. It leaves an indelible impression, or is supposed to be meant to leave an indelible impression on the person so that he changes his life. So there's all these different samskaras, and certainly they are meant for spiritual upliftment. As Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, spiritual upliftment is never conditioned by higher or lower parentage. So it comes even before the birth of the child. From the moment of conception, at that time, one performs auspicious ceremonies. Not simply rituals, but they're actually efficacious when done properly in the proper consciousness, up to the time of death. All these different purificatory processes are performed in order to make samskaras or impressions on us. So again, borrowing from a discussion we had last night, we just read an account where Hari Sariprabhu, he told the story many, many times about how once he was on a flight with Srila Prabhupada. They were in South America, and the devotees gave Srila Prabhupada and his party some prasadam from the temple. So while they were in flight, Prabhupada's servants served out this prasadam, and some of it was like chipped rice. And then after Prabhupada was satisfied, he gave it to Hari Sari. And before Hari Sari could eat this chipped rice, puffies, one of the stewardesses saw it, and she goes, "Oh, that looks nice." And she took some of this and popped it in her mouth. And the devotee was thinking, "Wow, that's auspicious." And then she started asking, like, "What is this special food? Why'd you bring your own food?" This was in the days before they charged for everything. So they explained that, it's spiritual food, and we're all vegetarians. They said, "Oh, that's interesting." So she said, "Is there anything I can do for you? Do you want some milk? Can I get you some milk or some fruit?" And so Prabhupada said, "You can get me some hot milk." So she immediately went to first class and came back about 5 minutes later with, I think, 3 cups of hot milk and gave them to Srila Prabhupada. And then after she left, Prabhupada commented that, yes, women are very motherly. They have that by nature. So the devotees were just appreciating that how fortunate this woman was that she got the association of Srila Prabhupada and did some immediate service and took some prasadam. So the second part of that was that when Sri Thakirti Prabhu was explaining this, one of his favorite stories, when he was, I think, in Brazil, somewhere in South America, one devotee after Sri Thakirti gave his talk, he went up to him and he said, I have to tell you this. I had the most amazing experience some time ago. I was distributing books out in the middle of nowhere in some village, and I knocked on the door, and when the person came to the door, the lady had tilak on. I was amazed. She invited me in, and when I walked in, it was just like a temple. There was deities, there was pictures of Krishna, there was Srila Prabhupada's books everywhere. And he had to ask her, "How in the world did you find out about Krishna consciousness?" So she said that many years ago, she was a stewardess, and she met the author of these books, Srila Prabhupada, on a flight, And she was so moved by him, she was so curious about him, that after the flight, she looked up who he was by the boarding pass, and then she found out more about him, ordered some of his books, started reading, started chanting, and then she started doing deity worship, and she had been alone all those years. This is what is meant by samskara. It's an impression that changes your life. That is what is meant. They're not simply empty rituals. Just like this woman, when she came in contact with a pure devotee and had a chance to do some service, to take some prasadam, it changed her life. So similarly, when these purificatory processes are performed properly, according not to the Vedic ritual so much, but especially in this age, according to the Pancharatrika system, then it will have an impression on our life. So we have samskaras daily. Those samskaras are mangalartik, chanting auspicious hymns, chanting our Gayatri mantra, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. If these things are done properly, then they will make, they will act just like bell metal and mercury combined together under the proper circumstances, it will change into gold. So similarly, we will change into gold if we chant Hare Krishna properly without offenses, if we hear auspicious hymns, if we stay in contact with devotees, if we take prasadam, then all of these things will make us turn into gold. Lastly, I was really inspired by Mother Ermila's class on Saturday about how to give a class. I was not able to so much incorporate everything that she had taught, but I tried. So this is what I'm going to ask the audience here. She said there's these different steps. One is the passage. The first is the passage. The next after that is a principle. And then there's personalized, persuade, etc. I didn't get to the persuade part so much, but I did try and personalize it, and I did try and do a principle, one central principle. So I want everybody at this time to unmute and tell me, was there a principle that anybody can glean from this class? One principle. You can unmute yourself. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to go to free conferencing and unmute everybody there. Okay, you should be unmuted on free conferencing right now as well. So at this time, if there's any questions or comments, also I did want to just again, welcome our new member here, Ankar Garg, who is, I'm sorry, Yale University, I believe. Hare Krishna.
Yes.
So if anybody would have any comments or questions or want to answer my question, if you got one point that I was trying to stress here.
I've got something I could add.
Thank you.
Actually, it's courageous to give a class off the top, and you pulled it off. So, but the thing that jumps out at me in this purport and the verse is the Tantra system, the Narada Pancharatra is mentioned in a number of reports in Prabhupada's books, but I just thought I'd look it up while you were giving the class in case you didn't cover it, but you seem to cover it okay. But Ramanujacharya in the 11th century, he established the Pancharatra system of Vaishnavism for his followers and refuted the philosophy of Adi Shankar. Jiva Goswami, in his Paramatma Sundarbha, he says, seeing that the imperfect scriptures and the mode of passion and ignorance bring only a host of troubles, and also seeing that the original Vedas are very difficult to follow properly, and thus being very satisfied with both of these, very dissatisfied with both of these. The all-knowing scripture authors affirm the superiority of the Pancharatras, which describe the pure absolute truth, Narayan, and the worship of the Lord, which is very easy to perform. As you mentioned, it has a lot to do with deity worship, but also, and it's mentioned here, Swayam Bhagavan had spoken the Narada Pancharatra, which is accepted as Praman by Gaudiya scholars. So then Ananta Tirtha, the founder of the Madhva line, has written in his commentary in the Mundaka Upanishad, in Dwarpa Yuga, Vishnu is exclusively worshipped according to the principles of the Pancharatra scripture, but in this age of Kali, the Supreme Lord Hari is worshipped only by the chanting of his holy name. So the core, one of the core teachings of the Pancharatra is Saranagati, surrender. And it's the nectar of instruction. You know, the six limbs of surrender are part of course, that process, placing oneself completely under the care of, you know, depending on God for everything. Absolute humility, irrepressible and great faith, accepting the Lord as our only protector, and giving up things unfavorable and accepting things favorable. And it's interesting, I got most of this from Wikipedia, but some Gaudiya, somebody in the Gaudiya line is writing a lot of this, even though it's an open source. I can understand, anyway, somebody can say something at the end, but this is the end of it. In one place, I thought this was really beautiful. It's a beautiful illustration of Saranagati as a passenger who wants to cross a river in a boat. It is the passenger's responsibility to go and sit in the boat, and that is the end of his responsibility. The job of rowing the boat is not his, but that of the boatman, in this case, the God himself. So we're placing ourselves in the protection of the Lord, and the Lord, he guides us home, back to Godhead.
That's very good. I like those references. Where have you found it? Does it say what Pancha Ratrika actually, how you break down that word? What does it mean? Does
it say? It sounds like five truths, but I don't, no, what is it? Pancha Ratrika.
Because it, I don't know. It,
Pancha is five. It means, or Pancha Ratrika.
Right, so it means
Ratra. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It means answer. Five nights, lasting five nights. So I don't know where that came from anyway. Okay. Thank you, Vidagda.
Sure.
Does anyone else want to add anything? Otherwise, I appreciate your patience on this. I, you know, really didn't have the time, or I didn't know that I would be giving class this morning. Otherwise, I would have prepared for it a lot better.
It's a great, I mean, it's, they're so rich. Aren't they, these purports? I mean, it's like amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a class. I would have liked to have, too bad, Pushkar Prabhu was, he would have been an interesting class, hearing him deal with all this. Seems like it was just the right verse for him and the purport.
Okay. Well, if nobody else has anything else to add, we could end early this morning.
Okay.
Wherever you're from, whatever part of the world. I look forward to Mother Urmila's class tomorrow. So if there's nothing else, thank you very much, Prabhu, for your education. Vajrakalpa Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah.
Jai.
Hare
Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.